Hi, this is Farah Yurdusu from New York City for Jerry Pippin Radio Show. Tonight, my guest is Russell Targ. Thank you very much for being my guest tonight, and we had a wonderful workshop with you. It was extremely interesting. So, what is a remote viewing?
Remote viewing is an ability that we all have. It's a mental ability that allows us to describe and experience what's going on in distant places and even into the future. It's a way of expanding your awareness to fill space and time so you can participate in what's happening there.
Is it necessary to have a special gift, a psychic gift, to be a remote viewer?
Some people have more natural psychic abilities than others. Everyone can do remote viewing to a certain extent. It's like a musical ability. Anyone who practices a little can learn to play some Mozart on the piano after a few weeks, but it won't get them to Carnegie Hall. Similarly, everyone can learn to do remote viewing, generally to an extent to surprise themselves at how well they do, but some remote viewers are very much better than others. And in our Stanford Research Institute program, we were fortunate that we had very talented remote viewers to work with.
Can a remote viewer see the future?
Yes, indeed. Remote viewers can see the future. And one of the things we know that makes us call remote viewing a non-local ability is that moving the target far from the viewer does not interfere with his ability to see the target, and similarly, moving the target into the future does not interfere. For example, if I ask you to describe a picture face down on the table, you can do that perfectly well. I could also ask you to describe a picture that will appear tomorrow in the New York Times, and you could do that exactly as well as today's picture.
Can they see the past?
Stephen Schwartz has done a lot of remote viewing of the past called psychic archaeology, and it appears that people can experience the past as well as the future. There's a little problem in verifying looking into the past, because eventually you have to get confirmation, and it's hard to tell whether the person is viewing his confirmation or actually looking into the past. But it appears people can experience past activities, often in the distant past.
So if a remote viewer can see the future and past, can we say that they also travel in time, forth and back?
Well, he's able to travel in the future or travel in the distance in that we have out-of-body experiences which are on a continuum with remote viewing. Remote viewing is a kind of simple mental activity where you describe what you're experiencing in your mind, whereas out-of-body experience is more involving, where you can bring with you your emotionality, sensitivity, sexuality, and have a very involved or complicated experience with a distant person at a faraway location.
You wrote many books on remote viewing. Can we speak about your books?
The two recent books I wrote are called Limitless Mind, where I describe in detail how you can work with a friend to develop your psychic abilities. I spell out the exact practices we used at Stanford Research Institute to teach people how to get in touch with a part of themselves that's psychic, and that's what I do in workshops. The other recent book I have is called The End of Suffering, which is an invitation for people to get in touch with their non-local awareness and discover that they couldn't possibly be simply a physical body, but actually who they are is the spaciousness and the flow of loving awareness. So remote viewing is not a spiritual path, but it can awaken people to the potential abilities they have.
Who are better remote viewers, men, women, or younger people, or maybe children?
Well, children have a hard time doing remote viewing because you have to be able to separate the psychic signal from your memory and imagination. Men and women are equally good at remote viewing. In general, the best remote viewers are intelligent, outgoing, and successful at some other thing. So remote viewers tend to be somewhat extroverted and accustomed to being successful at whatever they do in their lives.
Is there a training for to be a good remote viewer?
Many, many people who were part of the U.S. Army program are now teaching remote viewing. That is Skip Atwater at the Monroe Institute, Paul Smith in Austin, Texas, and several other people are teaching remote viewing. But I believe that you can learn how to do remote viewing simply working with a partner from the instructions that I provide.
Do you suggest any diet, being a vegetarian, or not to drink alcohol, anything like this?
No, we have not found any diet helps people being psychic. Some people drink lots of alcohol. Most of them drink lots of coffee. So we have no reason to believe. That's an interesting question. No one's asked me that before. But we feel that the people we work with are very omnivorous. They eat whatever comes their way.
And there are some specific words in remote viewing, expressions in remote viewing, such as mental noise or psychic signal. What are they? What is the meaning of these expressions?
In any kind of signal processing activity, there is always a signal, which is the information you're interested in, and the noise, which comes from the instruments or from the neighborhood, which interferes with the signal. So we teach people to recognize the psychic signal, which is the answer that they really want to know, and separate that from their memory, imagination, analysis, their desire to name things and grasping. So the separation of the signal to noise, the separation from the signal from the noise, is a training process where people learn to move away from guessing and analysis and describe the unconditioned picture that they see in their mental screen.
So can a person use in time their remote viewing ability?
Yes, people can definitely use their precognitive remote viewing. You can use it to avoid accidents. We successfully use it to forecast changes in the silver commodity market and made a lot of money doing that. And right now there are many people who are studying so-called associative remote viewing to actively look into the future and apply that in financial markets. Yeah.
In that way, can we say that it is possible to change our future?
You can change if you know, if you have a precognitive dream, for example, and you don't want to experience that dream. You can make use of your psychic abilities to move off of the so-called material plane into the higher dimension, which we physicists think of as complex space-time. So that we believe in causality, but causality is pretty much of a activity that takes place in the real realm. Whereas precognition takes place in a complex realm off of the real plane. So making use of your psychic abilities, you can experience a future psychically and then do something different if you don't want to experience that with your physical body.
How expensive is remote viewing studies?
Remote viewing can be very expensive or very inexpensive. I just did a workshop where people had very good success from doing remote viewing with a three-hour workshop, and the organizers were charging $25, and people went away quite happy feeling that they had done remote viewing. Or you can buy my book, Limitless Mind, and catch on very quickly how to work with a partner and develop your psychic abilities. On the other hand, there are people who will charge you thousands of dollars for a week-long class, which in my opinion is not necessary.
Do you believe that you are a remote viewer too?
Yes, I've spent a lot of time helping people doing remote viewing. As a result of that, I will tend to participate in their remote viewing activity. So although I'm an interviewer providing the analytical framework for the viewer, I will also participate in what they're seeing and often give them guidance during the experiment.
What is remote influencing?
Well, remote influencing would be another name for psychokinesis, where a person uses his intentionality to cause something to happen at a distant location. One kind of remote influencing would be distant healing or spiritual healing, where you pray for the recovery of a distant person, and there's very good evidence that the thoughts and intentions of an experienced healer can help a person who is sick or in pain.
Is there any connection between extraterrestrial alien abductions and remote influencing or remote viewing?
I don't know anything about extraterrestrial abductions at all, so I can't comment on that.
During your workshop tonight, you said something. You said psychic spies. What is a psychic spy?
Well, we really were the X-Files, like the television program, in that our work was supported by the intelligence community of the U.S. government during the Cold War, and during that whole time we were providing often very useful information to the CIA and Defense Intelligence Agency about Chinese atomic bomb tests and Russian experiments and kidnapping of American soldiers, so we were actively providing intelligence information.
So what about now in today's world? Many things are happening around us. So do remote viewers are actively working to see the future dangers to protect the world?
To the best of my knowledge, there is not any current remote viewing program supported by the government. Individual remote viewers use this ability in their lives. But in 1995, our program was canceled because the CIA said that America no longer has any serious enemies, so they don't need a psychic program anymore.
Also, one of the code names of remote viewing work was Stargate in the past. And at the beginning, it was classified, and altogether, Stargate project and remote viewing work is not classified anymore. It is open to anybody who wants to learn remote viewing. Why this happened? Why it is not classified anymore?
Well, I think that not all of the Stargate program is declassified. In 1995, I sued the CIA under Freedom of Information to get a certain amount of the information declassified. Things I had done with Joe McMonagle, Pat Price, Hella Hammett, and Ingo Swann up until 1982 when I left the program. So under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, I was able to get that information. And because I could for the first time talk about the CIA and ESP, that really declassified the program, though it did not declassify everything that was done in the program.
How did you like tonight's workshop, remote viewer candidates?
This evening we had about 125 people in a remote viewing class. It was an informal class, and people did exceptionally well. I had two remote viewing experiments, one in which people had to describe an object that I had hidden away, and the other they described a color slide of a location, which I would show them at a later time. And people did surprisingly well in both of those. I would say two-thirds of the people had highly significantly correct things to say about both the outdoor location and the little object that I had.
We had a wonderful time tonight, and thank you very much for sharing your experience and your knowledge with us. Is there anything else that you want to add to Jerry Pippin Radio Show listeners?
What I would add is that remote viewing is a mental capability that invites you to expand your awareness and have the experience of the spaciousness that you develop naturally as you learn and experience that who you are is this non-local awareness, that you're not just a physical body. Remote viewing is not a spiritual path, but learning to do remote viewing makes it crystal clear that you are a spacious being and not just a body.
Thank you very much, Russell. It was a pleasure, and I wish you the best. Hope to see you again in New York City.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to chat with you this evening.